News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica plans to lead a charge in the United Nations to effect changes to the international treaties concerning marijuana. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the aim is to change the schedule class of marijuana in light of scientific studies that have proven its therapeutic benefits and medicinal value.
We believe that the schedule on which marijuana is now placed, which is one of the highest schedule as a drug, we believe that that should be removed from that schedule and looked at in the light that we all now know that the evidence as revealed is strong medicinal uses. Jamaica is a good name in the international community, and we have the skills and the know-how to lead a diplomatic effort to have the laws changed, and we'll do it.
Amendments to the Dangerous Drugs Act were recently approved in the House of Representatives to decriminalize the use of ganja for specified purposes. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, has partnered with the Ministry of Health in its Ebola preparedness campaign. Under the partnership, Ebola preparedness messages will be displayed on 5 JUTC buses.
What we choose to do is to look at the most popular zones within the JUTC, the southern and eastern zones, where you have most of the movement in terms of critical communities. And we are very pleased that having taken that decision, clearly based on the movement of JUTC buses in these zones, we are confident that thousands of commuters will have seen these advertisements over the last 4 or 5 months.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson, noting that the initiative falls under the ministry's $22 million public education and communication strategy, in place since October 2014. The government has allocated $7 million to the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries to address farm theft. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says the money is being used to recruit staff for the unit. Lasca Distributors Limited has also donated $4 million for the purchase of a Toyota Hilux motor vehicle to enhance the work of the unit. In the meantime, National Security Minister Peter Bunting says agricultural theft will receive the full attention of law enforcers.
You're not dealing anymore with an unarmed single individual. You are often dealing with organized crime, heavily armed criminals who come not just to take out a goat or a heifer or a bunch of bananas, but they come to clean out whatever is available on the farm.
Minister Bunting says he's confident that the Predial Larceny Prevention Program will put a major dent in agricultural theft across the island. And the National Irrigation Commission, NIC, is appealing to members of the public to desist from tampering with and stealing water meters, pipes and pumping equipment installed by the agency. Director of Engineering and Technical Services Milton Henry says several of its water meters in Lake Spence St. Catherine have been stolen, adding that there has been an increase in theft of its equipment in St. Elizabeth. Mr. Henry says the replacement cost is in the region of $2 to $3 million. He warns that the theft of NIC property is a criminal offense, which can lead to a 3-year prison sentence and or fine of $100,000. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Kadisha Watkiss.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Warning, warning, warning. Climate change is happening. We got to do something, no doubt. To the world, we're calling out.
A long time we are upset the ecology.
No climate change is a reality.
No strange weather changes all year round.
We can't stop it,
but we can slow it down.
Small islands will feel it the most. Especially the people them with the pondy coast.
We're losing the reefs and the beaches. Flooded in a coastal community.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Thank you.